I'm Nicole Stevens. Come join me and let's walk with Jesus. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening in again. Today, I have a very good friend on the show with me. Her name is Mandy Baxter. We go to church together. She's been going to church at Oakland Heights way longer than I have. And one of the reasons why I felt really welcome coming to church was because Mandy was super friendly. So say hello, Mandy.
Hello.
Do you remember back, there was like one of the many women's Bible studies, and I want to say it was The Power of the Praying Wife by Stormy, whatever her name is. And I remember sitting in service right before it started, and you came up and you sat next to me real quick just to say, hey, what are you doing in these days? We're going to start this Bible study. You should come. And I was like, oh, you probably don't remember that.
Because
you do that to everybody. You do that to everybody. That's why. And I remember thinking like, oh, somebody actually like wants to hang out with me. And so I think it's very important for all us to be friendly to people. And you were friendly to me. And then it made me feel super welcomed. How long have you been going to Oakland Heights?
I've been going to Oakland Heights since I was pregnant with Ainsley, and she is 23 now, so I guess that would be 24 years.
Yeah, that's amazing. So did you have any family going there before you started going?
Jim went there before we started going there, I believe, and that's kind of how we started going there. Jim went because he was best friends with the pastor at the time, his son. And so Jim was already going to Oakland Heights.
Yeah.
And
Jim is your brother-in-law.
Yeah. Jim is my brother-in-law, Neil's brother. And he was already going. And so that's the church that Neil wanted to go to.
How cool is that? I love that. I saw that little baby picture of Jim the other day.
Yeah.
He was tiny. Okay. So tell us a little bit about you as far as like, just kind of the foundation when you were younger in your faith, you know, what kind of molded how you saw the Lord and the Bible? How old were you when you got saved? Was it young?
So I was saved when I was young. I was 8 years old. I did not grow up in a Christian home. I grew up in a very loving home. It was just me and my mom and my brother. We'd go to my dad's every other weekend. So I did feel like loved and secure, and it was a good home life. But we did not really go to church like as a family. If I went to church, it was with a neighbor or friend. And when I was 8 years old, a friend of my mom's invited us to church on an Easter Sunday. So, of course, we went. It was Easter.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people do, is go to church. And so my brother and I and my mom went to this church. And I guess the message that was preached was just like a typical Easter message of Jesus dying on the cross. And anyway, that day I was convicted. By God to accept him as my savior. And I did on that day. And I don't really remember going to church again until I was probably a teenager. I may have went to church again. Don't remember.
Right.
But again, it was just like, I knew I made that decision shortly thereafter. I was baptized in another church. But just never grew in the Lord at all, or had any kind of like direction as far as growing in the Lord. So, you know, was maybe taken again as a teenager here and there, and just sporadically.
Yeah. So you got saved when you're eight. You're kind of like maybe a lone wolf in a way, like as far as spiritually growing up. And then when you're a teenager, you went back, you said?
Yeah. So again, just like if I happen to be hanging around somebody. With a friend, mm-hmm. yeah, whose family went to church, right. I would go with them and really enjoyed it. I would go to VBS and loved that, and you know, I was.
But it's more like events or like special occasions, not really a consistent
definitely
basis.
Not really a consistent basis. When I was in middle school, I did have like my best friend. Her family always went to church, and so I pretty much spent the night with that friend. Like. A lot of nights, and would usually always spend the night with her on a Saturday night, and then Sunday morning would go to church with her and her family. Or if I didn't spend the night with her on Saturday, they'd come pick me up for church.
Mm-hmm.
So I did always like enjoy going to church. I really didn't like question the fact that like my family didn't go to church. It was just like, oh, my friend's picking me up, they're going to church, I like going to church with them,
right?
I did like being with that family because there was like a mom and a dad and kids and church and dinner and what I sort of thought was the picture perfect home life mm. and family life and church life.
Mm-hmm.
Although I felt like secure and loved in my own home, I liked their like quote normal family life.
Right.
And was drawn to that. So, yeah, I would always go to church with them, but then, of course, like, we kind of drifted as friends, and she did her own thing, I did my own thing, and, you know, still never really had any kind of, like, biblical foundation, even in that church, mm-hmm. it was not, you know... I never really grew in the Lord.
Right.
I heard a lot of good stories and remembered those and a lot of good people, but still really was just going through the motions of whatever happened in my life. And then if I happened to show up at church with a friend who brought me,
right.
that was great too.
Yeah. 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 That makes sense. I think a lot of times, like if we're not really in a relationship with the Lord, like we might have him as our savior, mm-hmm. but as far as like in a pursuit relationship with the Lord and growing and understanding that aspect, it kind of is more of a, like, I don't know how to say, like American thing that we do sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. or some other people do, and maybe we join them, but it's not really, in the pursuit of a relationship. And especially when you're younger, that definitely makes sense too. Mm-hmm. So when you were a teenager and you got past being a teenager,
mm-hmm.
At what point was there like a turning point for you where you started developing more of a person? I mean, I know there was at some point, because I know you have a personal relationship with the Lord now, mm-hmm. as far as in pursuit, but like at what point did it turn to be more real to you in that way?
Yeah, there was definitely like a turning point. So, even through all that time when I really didn't like grow in the Lord, I didn't really know how to grow in the Lord,
right.
or what having a relationship with the Lord looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was saved, and yes, the Lord was the Lord of my life, but I was not living that out.
Mm-hmm.
And however, as I grew up and was later on in my teenage years, I was like searching for a relationship with the Lord.
Right.
I just didn't know.
Kind of lost a little bit.
What that meant.
Right.
Yeah. I was definitely like wanting more of that stability of the Lord in my life.
But like, how does this happen? What does it look like?
Yeah. How does this happen? What does it look like? Just kind of being on the fence of living this very worldly life, but not really wanting to.
Yeah.
But also not knowing how to get out of that limbo stage.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until I actually got pregnant with Ansley. So I had met Neil, and, you know, I was living on my own at the time and working and kind of sort of, you know, doing okay through the week, basically living like a hoodlum on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
might still show up every now and then at somebody's church on a Sunday,
right.
if, again, a friend invited me. And then I got pregnant with Ansley. And that was definitely a huge turning point for me as far as, okay, this is it. Before, I had wanted a relationship with the Lord and to grow with Him, like, just when it was convenient for me.
Mm-hmm.
But not really enough to make changes in my life. And then when I got pregnant with Ansley, I really wanted to be the best mom that I could be for her and raise her in the best way possible in a family. And, you know, kind of wanted to give her that, what I thought was a picture perfect life that my friend had had or seemed to have had. You know, in my mind, a family was a mom, dad, you know, house, church, living right, mm-hmm. all those things. So that's what I wanted for my daughter. And it made it to where, like, the determination to follow the Lord was even more so because I had someone else besides me to, like, live for and pursue that for.
Right.
And so when I got pregnant with Ansley, I really started making, like, huge changes in my life and trying to, the things that I sort of just knew were wrong, I would do away with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of think a lot of us know right from wrong, whether we're brought up in church or raised in church or not. Just like as a moral, decent person, you know, like, this is wrong, this is right.
Yeah.
So the things that I kind of knew needed to be gone from my life, I was sort of chipping away those things little by little. And we ended up going to Oakland Heights Baptist Church. Finally, you know, as I kind of cleaned my life up, Neil slowly came along to that too. And we ended up at Oakland Heights. We did eventually get married when Ansley was 3 months old. And don't remember how far after that. She was born in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Joe and Debbie came, I think, in 2004.
Okay.
And shortly after they came to the church, Debbie approached me about discipleship. So we started discipleship. And
Joe and Debbie was our previous pastor and his wife.
Yeah. So Neil and I have been at Oakland Heights, like I said, 24 years. And so we were there, you know, for several years with the previous pastor.
Right.
Before Joe came.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so Joe and Debbie came. I heard about this thing called discipleship, and they started talking about what that was and how to have, like, a one-on-one Bible study type thing, and which was called discipleship, where you can really gain more of an understanding about the Lord and your relationship with the Lord. And Debbie approached me and said that she would like to disciple me, and I was like, okay. You know,
yeah.
Without really even knowing what that meant, I was, again, just like thirsty for more of growing my relationship with the Lord. And, you know, like I had said before, raising my baby to know the Lord and, you know, have a family that was centered around Christ. So, yeah, I started my discipleship with Debbie, and that is when I really, I guess, would say started actually growing in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you say that, because for people listening, Mandy discipled me, which is, again, you know, we started coming in 2010, and Jedi was a baby, and so it's kind of the same thing. You know, God was like, is this really what you pictured your future to be? And this is, you know, I was out of church. I was, like, not doing well. And I was like, no, this sucks, you know? And so, yeah, we started coming to church. And then, you know, you started discipling me. And that was, for me, too, it's like I wanted to grow, but I didn't know how. It's like, I knew you're supposed to read your Bible. I know you're supposed to pray. I know you're supposed to not do bad things. Mm-hmm. And so then just feeling though, like you just still were in a pit and you didn't know how to get out of, and you're just a dog chasing your tail. And, you know, I just felt still quite defeated. And so being able to be discipled by you during that time was really helpful to me, because, you know, as we can see, when we're walking with somebody one-on-one, and you can say like, okay, so I'm super dysfunctional and I didn't realize that I was so dysfunctional. Right. And, you know, calling you several times when I've had issues with, you know, specific things, and then you being able to walk me through like, oh, the Bible says this about this, and actually this is what you need to do in this specific situation, like that would be pleasing to God. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really? Because, you know, my flesh felt a different way, or we view things as right, but not really knowing really what the Bible says, and having somebody more mature spiritually being able to say like, oh, you're thinking like human wisdom wise, this is God's wisdom. This is what's going to actually work out best for you.
Right.
And so it was helpful, but I have had a lot of Facebook memories lately come up with like posts I would make back in like 2011, 2010. And they were super dysfunctional because I felt like such a messy person. Mm-hmm. And I just kept being like, why do I seem so offensive? And why, you know, I just felt really out of place. But I think it was a growing process, because I think I was out of place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're so dysfunctional, and you're like, if you let God sanctify you and become more into the image of Christ, then it's like, oh, this blends in together better as a body, like you're supposed to, instead of just, you know, being a hot mess, which is what I was. So anyways, all that to say, like, super, super thankful for you. And I know that's what you're saying about Debbie too, somebody that can come alongside you when you don't really quite know what you're doing, and be like, well, okay, so you know the basics, you know the Bible, you know the Ten Commandments, like, you know to pray, you know to come to church, you know you want better for you and your family.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is how we do it. So I'm just thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you too, and I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to pour into someone else, you know, the things that I had learned and grown in. And just to kind of touch on what you were saying about just feeling kind of messy and in a mess and dysfunctional, you know, when we are saved, which I was, and I know you were too, but still like living out of fellowship with God.
Right.
And how, if we are saved and a child of God, you know, it, but not living it and not growing and not walking in the Lord, we will feel messy and we will feel dysfunctional.
You won't be at peace.
We won't be at peace. And and I did not like that feeling.
Yeah.
I did not like still like the emptiness and despair and yuck that I was feeling. Although I was a Christian, I wasn't growing in it and living right. And, you know, I'm thankful that I finally realized that all of that yuck feeling was conviction, because I was a child of God, but definitely not living like it.
Right.
So, yeah, very thankful that, you know, meeting Debbie, I was able to get on more of the right track and see, like, the why and the how to grow in the Lord. And yeah, just grateful that she invested that time in me. And again, like I said, I was able to invest that time in you, although, you know, doing discipleship with you also really helped me and grew me and taught me a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though I really wanted to just, like, wring your jaw sometimes because I'm like, just listen to me, Nicole. Do what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is what the Bible says. You know, it was a challenge.
Yeah.
But that challenge for me also helped me grow.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful.
It is. It is very true. It's like anytime you're like, I mean, we can put the label on it of like discipling somebody or trying to lead somebody in the way of the Lord. Usually with spiritual babes, which definitely was one. You get a lot of like child parent kickback, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I think noticing that in discipleship relationships where it's just like, oh man, yeah, I was a kid once too. Not to say I'm not like great. I mean, not to say like I'm perfect now, and have the issues, but you see hindsight, you know, of like how much you were, resistant to what God's word said, mm-hmm. because you still had in your mind of your own way. And again, still struggle with your own way now, but back then, gosh, it was just like a kind of like a new culture, you mm-hmm. know, where you're like, what do you mean? That doesn't make sense. You know, right. Well, but technically isn't the right thing to mm-hmm. do this. It would be okay. And just really being like, okay, look, this is what I'm trying to say. Let's get around to it. Is that I think at the beginning stages, it's very hard to accept God's word as authority, the end. And now, not being a spiritual babe, even though I struggle, I can accept God's word as authority. Mm-hmm. I know it because I can have proved it in my own life. Scientific experiments. You know, I have seen like, okay, when I did it God's way, it worked out. When I didn't, it was horrible. Right. Every time. And then also in other people's lives. And so just remembering when you first start out, just having God's word as your authority, you kick back at it so much. And now it's like, you want to say to people, I love you. And maybe not everything is black and white, but this is very black and white. It's either you believe God's word is the authority, and so you obey it, mm-hmm. or you just don't.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
Right.
Because in our flesh, there will be things that we don't like and that we don't want to submit to. Mm. But yeah, that's where that dying to yourself and right. dying to your flesh comes into play.
Yeah.
Because our own flesh and our own sinful nature is to, you know, kind of
get our way,
push back, get our way, fight back, and not let the Lord lead in all the things.
And there's so much. I mean, it's the same thing with our own kids. It's like, I love you. I make these rules not because I hate you, but because like I want to save you from pain, or I want you to develop mm-hmm. to have good character, or whatever the case is. And then they kick back and you're like, if you would just trust me and obey, mm-hmm. this would be a lot easier. Yes. You could save us both some time here.
Very you know? Good example.
Yeah. And our bond would be better. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, definitely the same thing. You just could save a lot of time if you just do what you say you believe.
Right.
If you say you believe in Jesus, you know of Jesus because of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And so if you believe the Bible's true, then you need to treat it like it's true.
Yeah.
And obey. Yeah. No.
So true.
It's a struggle. But yeah, no. And I remember having 100 million dumb questions for you that were not even relevant. Not even relevant.
Ooh, those irrelevant questions. Yeah.
It was like, can angels still fall now? Can they?
Are there dinosaurs? Seriously? What about those aliens?
Can we talk about these things?
Yeah.
What? And now, again, seeing... you know, again, when you're a kid, like with parents, the kid wants to ask 100 questions. Well, what if? Well, what if this and this and this? Mm-hmm. And you're like, that's not even important now. You don't even know how to like do this. Can you just focus on the main thing right mm-hmm. now and just calm down with the rest of that, you know? And so I think now realizing like there's so many things that are interesting to study the Bible about. But so many things that just are not relevant to how I serve the Lord and live for Him now.
Yeah.
And so I don't really want to spend too much time in things that are not going to help me really glorify God mm-hmm. today.
Yeah. Is this going to really help my relationship with the Lord?
Right.
Everything is important, you know, especially if the Bible speaks about it.
Right.
Yes. But when we're digging too much into things just to gain knowledge, mm-hmm. then is that really growing our relationship with the Lord?
Yeah, but is it for you or is it for you and the Lord?
Yeah.
Is it for God? Like, mm-hmm. it's mainly because, you know, yeah, being prideful and just wanting to know stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like you only have so many resources and so much time.
Right.
So do you want to spend all that time and resources into something that's not really going to bring glory to the Lord? It's just going to bring mm-hmm. knowledge.
But it's good to be curious, and it's good to ask those questions, and it's good to want to know all the things. And when you're growing in the Lord, you just like want to know all of the things that the Lord has to say about every single thing right now.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But really,
it's just not important. It's just not, though.
Yeah, it's just not, though. And, you know, the way the Lord wants to grow you in His timing is.
Yeah.
And how He wants to give us these little nuggets of knowing Him and knowing about Him when we are ready to receive those things.
Yeah.
Because he knows when we're ready. If we knew too much too soon, or like understand too
drinking
much
out
too
of
soon,
fire hose,
we'd mess it up.
Yeah,
we'd mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I don't disagree. Long process. Mm-hmm. It's a long process.
Yes.
So, so you got discipled by Debbie. You discipled me. You've discipled people in the meantime. I discipled Debbie's daughter.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. All that you know, cycle back around. It's just neat how it isn't about like who God uses, but just for the fact that He's so cool to use people, you know, to do His will and for all of us to get closer and to the Lord and to each other. And so I've been really thankful how that has worked out. So, okay, all that to say, what's been going on in your life now? Like, how has God been talking to you? Has there been, you know, anything that has really stuck out to you about, you know, what God's been teaching you lately?
So I feel like over the past few years, probably like 4 or 5 years, the thing that God has really shown me more of is who He is.
Mm-hmm.
And really just growing my trust in Him and my belief in who He says He is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's, I don't want to say easy just to follow Him and go through the motions, but it's like when things are kind of uneventful, then we can say, yeah, I trust the Lord and whatever He has for me and trust His will. And
it's like the whole, what Pastor James said, submitting when it's not really anything you disagree with. You just, it's already autopilot. It's easy.
Autopilot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just kind of, yeah. Not really
in your guts.
Kinda, it's kind of easy.
Yeah.
But, and then believing what we say about Him and who He is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we really believe that when it's easy? Or when things get tough and messy, then will we trust Him?
Mm-hmm.
And then will we believe in Him? So really just over these past few years, because of circumstances and trials, God has really shown me through His word and through events and circumstances more of who He is and how great and gracious He truly is, and just how He is in the details, but the details that we are in are not as He sees them. And just to kind of make sense of that and what I'm talking about, for instance, you know, about 5 years ago, we were in one of the toughest times of our lives as a family, because of a situation with one of our kids. And so, you know, we're in the depths of trying to find answers on how to push through a situation and proceed with life when it seemed so very hard. And in that situation and praying through that and reading God's word through that, how He spoke to me about something totally different than that.
Right.
Not because the thing that we were dealing with or going through wasn't important to Him or impactful or hard, but because like He was showing me that, hey, I got a plan for you past this and through this. And
there's a big picture here.
There's a big picture here, and I'm still God. So let me show you this thing that I had for you that you weren't even seeking or praying for. And I think part of that, you know, looking back, I think part of that too needed to happen that way so that I knew that this was God.
Right.
Not me.
Right.
Like, wanting something or thinking I saw something through God's word, mm-hmm. or read something in God's word that I thought was speaking to me, when a lot of times really that can just be you grabbing.
Right.
So that, you know, and then through that time, just really when things are out of your control, just showing me that that's what it means to trust in God. When I don't have control of a situation and I have to just like blindly trust God with something, that's a whole different kind of trust that God showed me and continues to show me. And then more so lately, just the belief in Him and who He says He is. Even when the picture isn't pretty.
Yeah.
Just, are you really believing I am who I say I am, and that I am who you say I am? So that's kind of the theme of what He's been showing me over the past few years and continues to lately.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a saying, we believe that an airplane can carry us and be fine. And then it's like, but are you going to get on it? You're going to fly in it? Mm-hmm. You're just going to keep saying it from the ground, you know, like really resting in that. And that's tough for sure. I think, also with me lately, like sometimes again, and I go through these cycles where it's just like, you do the thing cause it's right and you love the Lord and you believe that. But then sometimes it's just kind of like a checklist. Mm-hmm. It's like, but I love you and I do believe this and I'm doing it, you know? And, and just sometimes feeling like you're hitting a ceiling where you're just like, but God is so big. You know, if I really believe God is who He says He is in the Bible, supernatural, all powerful, you know, so big. Why am I not living bigger in my belief than I am? You know, why has it become like a mundane checklist when it's really like, you know, God is just so powerful. And resting in that. And so, yeah, I mean, I feel like God's been showing me kind of the same thing in different ways of that. So that's pretty, pretty neat. Well, I love you.
I love you.
Was there anything else that you wanted to share?
I mean, just again, that I am thankful for you and for the other people that God has entrusted me to help with discipleship and grow, because those discipleship relationships really help me to grow and keep me accountable.
Same.
And yeah, and your difficult questions again, like, helped me dig further and know further, because I want to be able to like have those answers for you and help you. And if I don't know them, which I usually don't, then it pushes me to dig for those answers and seek those answers in God's word.
Yeah.
So
same.
Just thankful for you. And it's sweet to see you and your heart for the Lord and doing these podcasts, because that's what God told you to do. And, you know, it's just neat seeing this side of you when 10 years ago or however long ago that was, 15 years ago or whatever.
That's what I'm sitting here actually right now trying to figure out that math. I'm like, back in 1924.
How old is he?
He's 14.
Okay, so like 15 years ish, because you were pregnant.
Nope.
Or you'd.
But I had just had him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so 14 years ago. Just how? Who would have thought you'd be sitting here?
Isn't that funny?
Doing a little podcast.
Don't even like it. I do it because the Lord says. But yeah, no, I mean, I think it is neat. Like, I've already said, but really, I think God definitely has used you in a pivotal time in my life. And I think God knew that we needed to be matched up together, and that I could be safe with you in my messiness and in the really awful situations and stuff that we were going through at the time too, you know. It's like that God used you to help hold my hand through a lot of that stuff, as a, like, He holds my hand, but He gave you to me as a tangible person to hold my hand to go through these really horrible times. And and so that I knew I wasn't alone in that way too, you know. So I'm really
it was
thankful.
An honor and a blessing for that, for God to entrust me with that. No, I would never say that. But yeah, it was a sweet time and a sweet friendship. And I'm thankful that we've continued to be close. And, you know, it's kind of like somebody, I don't want to say that you haven't seen forever, but then when you yeah. see them, you pick right up where you left off. Yeah. We do see each other a lot, but because life is busy and crazy, we don't really
kind of like opposite ends of the out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I know that you're one of my people. And
yeah.
my person that I can like call and be there for. And I feel like I'm the same for you. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm thankful for that.
It's like how God makes family, you know?
Yeah.
It's like true family, the yeah. way it's supposed to be.
Yes, absolutely. So,
well, thanks blessing. For coming on the podcast. And I'm not going to say.
Thanks for dragging me here. Against my will.
40 minutes. Screaming. 40 minute drive in the woods. Uh-huh. Well, I love you.
Love you.